Yeah.
How are things going?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been able to get a hold of her now. I brought her iPad, so she could communicate with that, but I don't know what she was doing with it, but she didn't answer. Well, she might have gone to the bathroom or something, who knows?
Okay.
I'm still waiting to hear from back from her doctor, the doctor that, blasted them. I called the office this morning to ask him. Now she's been to see him at the hospital to get blasted. Then she went into the hospital a week ago, and now again today. This is the third time in the hospital. I'd
Yeah.
rather, can we just finish things up now? Do whatever you got to do while she's
Right.
in the hospital now, rather than sending her home and then got to go back again to do
Right.
something.
Right.
So that was a message I left this morning, but they haven't called me back, so I've been sitting next to my phone here waiting for that call. I have to pick up my grandson in about an hour or so.
That's sure
No
gets
less than that
frustrating
now.
when you're going back and forth.
Well, it's driving her nuts too. And they wanted to put a catheter in her again. And this morning, and my wife said no. And I told them, I said, listen, she had a hell of a time with it. And even the doctor on the third floor said, why did they put a catheter in? She doesn't
Right.
need a catheter. She wasn't having any trouble. It says, well, we got to measure her output. I says, well, can't we just measure her output instead of having a catheter in her?
Right.
And she says, I'll send a note in. And so I'm waiting to find out, because unless they can give us a damn good reason why she needs to have a catheter in there, especially if the doctor's going to say, well, maybe we can do the procedure on her now to finish up whatever's in her kidney still, which
Right.
may not want a catheter in her.
Right.
I don't want to do anything until I hear one way or the other, so it's just too many loose ends, too many unanswered questions that it's just irritating. And the fact that she was fine all day yesterday, and then after supper she sat in her recliner and she started putting blankets on her, and she says, I'm freezing, I got the chills, is it cold in here? And I says, no. And then she kept getting shakier, and then she went in the bathroom and started throwing up. And she said, I checked her temperature, and one time I got a normal temperature, another time I got 102. And I said, well, what do you want to do? She says, just take me up to the hospital. And I said, okay. And then we're sitting in the waiting room. It wasn't really all that busy, but we got stuck in a waiting room for a couple hours, and then we finally got in. And they actually took her right to a room. There was people in the halls all over the place, but they wound up putting her in a room, which was fantastic. So I stuck around with her till about 2, and then I said, "Bro, you're falling asleep anyways, and it looks like you're in a room that's pretty stable." I said, "I'm just gonna go," and I'll check, call me, have somebody call me, and let me know if anything's going on. She never called me this morning, so I went up and brought her iPad so she could call me, for anything if I had to leave. And I stayed around for a few more hours, and I was exhausted. I hardly slept last night at all. And so I came home, I laid down for about an hour, and then I logged in here. So I figured I'm not doing anything, and I tried calling her twice now, and she hasn't answered. Fucking A. Okay, and then I called the hospital early this morning to say, can I talk to, she's in the emergency room 21. Says, oh, ring it through. Rang, rang, rang. Nobody answered. I did it again about 15, 20 minutes later. Nothing happened again. I got up there this morning, and I said, how come you didn't answer the phone? She said, I never heard a phone. And I looked around, and I said to the nurse in there, I said, where's the phone in this room? And I looked over at the thing. There's nothing plugged into it. So they were ringing a phone that wasn't connected to a line. So, oh brother, I'm telling you, it's fortunate that it's only, it's 5 minutes for me to run up there. But it's a pain in the ass having to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
Right.
This is just driving me crazy, and I know it's driving her crazy too.
Yeah. Well,
I think she's discovered I'm a much neater person than she is. The house is immaculate. When I got home last night,
Yeah.
I did all the dishes, put everything away, cleaned up the counters, cleaned up everything, and washed the floor. Oh, my phone's ringing. All right, I'll talk to
All
you.
right, bye.
Bye.